What's up, Happy Lifer? And happy Earth Day. How did that make you feel when I said that? Because I bet that some of you got really excited when I mentioned Happy Earth Day. Yay, he's going to talk about Earth Day. And I bet there are some Happy Lifers out there that got really angry right away that I would say Happy Earth Day. Because it seems to me that there are two opposing views to Earth Day. No, I take that back. I think there's probably actually three views on Earth Day. Some that get real excited about it and are 100% in. Some that get fed up with it and they're done with it. And then I think there's a third group. That's the group that I fit in. It's kind of in the middle of that. I mean, I can see both sides. I think balance is very important in life. And if you lean too far to the right, you're going to fall over. If you lean too far to the left, you're going to fall over. If you lean too far in one way, you lose balance. And I think it's important that we have balance. I think it's cool that we have opposing viewpoints in our world, in our earth, because I think that's what helps brings us balance. I think it's when we get rid of one side, one viewpoint, one group of people that believe a certain way. We get rid of that, then we lose balance, and I think we fall over. So I think there's more than two sides, almost to almost anything. I think there's a third side. It's in the middle side, if there can be such a thing. Well, if you think about it too, that actually fits in. You got two sides, and then you got the middle. The middle is what brings the two sides together. The middle is what connects those two sides. I have a right arm and I have a left arm, but I have my chest that holds the two together. My middle is what keeps the two together. And I think it's that middle faction that is very important to the two sides. For example, some say that the earth is round. Some say that the earth is flat. And others just say that it's screwed. Right? Just like the environmentalist who was giving a speech and told his audience that if we continue on our present course, all life on Earth will be gone in 50 years. A member of the audience jumped to his feet and cried out in a panic. "What did you just say?" The environmentalist solemnly repeated. "I said, if we continue the way we are, that every man, woman, and child on Earth will be gone in 50 years. "Oh, okay." The man sat down in relief and said, "Oh, thank God. I thought you said 15 years. So on the one hand, you have those that say the earth is up in flames right now and it's only a matter of minutes before it's gone. And on the other extreme side, you've got those that say, well, as long as it doesn't affect me, I'm good with that. And I think that there is a middle that needs to bring those two together. And that's why we are doing an Earth Day today, because we are the official podcast of the holidays. In the same way that of the episode that we put out called the Amen Corner, or we called the Masters a holiday, and some would argue and say that isn't a holiday. Well, some would say, on the one hand, you've got those that say Earth Day is a holiday and we need to make it an official holiday. And on the other hand, you've got the other side that says, no way, Earth Day is not a holiday. And then you have those like myself that are in the middle. And so that's why we're doing one on Earth Day today. Hey, I just want you to know, I did my part for Earth Day. I had so many emails on my computer that I decided that today I was going to send them all to my recycling bin. So I've done my part. Stick with us. Whether you love Earth Day or you hate Earth Day or you're somewhere in the middle, I think you're going to enjoy this episode, and I think you're going to get some really good stuff out of it. I'm pretty excited about it.
This is Happy Life Studios.
This message is for you. This message is for you. This message is singular to you. It's not for anybody else. It's not hard to get. It's not hard to get. It's not hard to understand.
Hey, are you happy?
Now that's a great question.
Does your sun set high? Does your sun set high?
Welcome to Happy Life Studios.
Happier.
What's up, Happy Lifer? Thanks for joining us today. I am so happy you did. Let's get into Earth Day a little bit here. Now, like I said, whether you're one extreme or the other, or you're in the middle, I think that you're going to enjoy this episode. Did you know that the first Earth Day actually happened in 1970? It was on March 21st, which was the vernal equinox. During that time in the 70s, if you are as old as me, you probably remember. Of course, I was a kid during that time, so I don't remember much as a kid. But when I look back on it, I realize that the 70s was a time where there was a lot of civil unrest, a lot like it is right now, to be honest. And that's when Earth Day came, in the middle of that unrest. And why was there unrest? Well, wasn't it because there were two different viewpoints, two opposing viewpoints that wasn't allowing the middle to hold them all together? That's often where unrest comes from, when you've got two opposing views and you're not sure what to do with those. So during that time of unrest is a time that a man by the name of John McConnell came out with the idea of Earth Day. In fact, he went to the United Nations, and John McConnell convinced the United Nations to honor a day where we can set aside our differences and recognize our need to preserve Earth's resources. That's the middle. To set aside a day where we can set aside our differences, where this side and that side can set aside the differences and recognize our need to preserve Earth's resources. And now it's kind of a theme of Earth Day to make every day Earth Day. Well, I agree with that. Make every day a day where we can set aside our differences and recognize on preserving the Earth's resources. But there's one resource I think we often forget, and it's the most important resource that we have on this planet. In fact, this resource is the reason why we are concerned about Earth Day in the first place, or why we are concerned with our Earth being in condition and lasting a while. I mean, whatever three sides you're on with Earth Day, you believe heavily in it, you don't believe in it at all, or you're somewhere in the middle, none of us want the Earth to blow up. None of us want the Earth to go away. And you know why? Because we're that resource. I really want to point out that in our concern about toxic waste and about plastics and getting rid of all plastics because they're toxic to our environment, so is criticism, unhealthy criticism. So is anger. So is hatred. So is racism. So is being judgmental. These are all the plastics of our world today. Humans are the most important resource the planet has on it, and we can't ignore that in this whole fact. Just like if I'm going to honor Earth Day and I'm 100% into Earth Day and I just am sold out to Earth Day, good for you. That's great. Be sold out for Earth Day. But don't sacrifice people that don't believe in that. Don't judge people that don't believe in that. Don't find yourself getting so angry at people and losing your happy because people don't get behind Earth Day to the same level that you do. And if you're on the other extreme, well, you say Earth Day is a sham. Earth Day is just a joke. It's just a government trying to control us. Don't become so angry at those that believe 100% in Earth Day. Don't allow their difference in opinion to affect your happy. And realize that our world needs to be around for us to live. So we can talk about recycling, reusing, reducing, but if we do not focus on humanity, the people in that mix, if we find ourselves separating ourselves from people in that whole mix and ignoring the most important resource on the planet, then in my opinion, I would say, what is the point? The Earth is where we all live, no matter what our opinions are, and the Earth is something that we all need to rely on, no matter what our opinions are. So whether you believe in Earth Day or you don't believe in Earth Day, can't we set aside our differences for a day and focus on each other, the most important resource of the planet? And then, of course, I set you up, because I'm going to say, of course, can we make every day Earth Day? Can we set aside our differences every day? That doesn't mean that we don't focus on the things that we're concerned about. It means that we don't allow our viewpoint to separate us from those who disagree with the other viewpoint. You probably read or heard something along the lines of, Earth without art is eh. Earth, E-A-R-T-H, without the A-R-T is eh. Earth without art is just eh. And I think that's so true. Earth without art is, That's what humans do. Humans bring the art to the earth. And not only are we the ones that bring the art to the earth, we are the ones who enjoy the art of the earth. Because we might bring art to the earth, but the earth is already full of all sorts of art. I mean, the earth is a gorgeous, beautiful place to live. So we bring the art to earth, but we are also the ones who enjoy the art of the earth. I don't know if a snail enjoys the art of the earth, right? I mean, not only do we bring the art to the earth, not only are we the ones who enjoy the art of the earth, but we are the art of the earth. I don't know if you believe in God or not, but if you read the creation story in the first book of the Bible, it says that God, when he created the earth, he just spoke it into existence. But when he created humans, he stopped and formed them with his hands. He created them, not with words, but with actions. He took time. He spoke the worlds into existence, but he formed humans. And if God had to choose between the Grand Canyon and humans, he wouldn't even hesitate. He'd pick humans. Because they're the love of his life. I'm not saying that God doesn't love the earth. He made it. Of course he loves it. It's his artwork. And earth without art is eh. But he made Adam and Eve, the Bible says, in his image. We are the art of the earth. There's something amazing about humans. And you can look at Mount Rainier where I live. I see Mount Rainier and it just took my breath away the other day. When the sun comes out, it's just absolutely gorgeous. Or I should say when the clouds dissipate so we can see it. It is unbelievable. There's a coffee shop right next to my house that I love to go to. And they built a coffee shop facing Mount Rainier. And when it's beautiful out, the whole front of the coffee shop is a sliding glass door that they all slide up like a garage door. And you sit, it's like you're sitting outside on the porch of Mount Rainier. And it's absolutely gorgeous. And the point I'm trying to make is sometimes I can get so caught up into Mount Rainier that I'm not caught up to the person sitting at the table next to me. They're amazing. Humans are amazing. The way all of our cells get together and function, we can think and speak and move, and humans are amazing. We are the art of the earth. So we are the art of the earth. We bring the art to the earth. We are the ones who enjoy the art of the earth, but we are also the ones who destroy the art of the earth as well. I mean, we do damage to this earth. And I think it's important that we take care of it. We take care of our homes. If we didn't take care of our homes, we wouldn't have a home. And a home is where we live. The earth is where we live. And we need to take care of it. In fact, when Earth Day was started, there were actually two Earth Days that first year. The second Earth Day happened or was celebrated after a huge oil spill in Santa Barbara, California. When the oil spill happened, a bunch of people got caught up in arms, and it's what propelled a lot of America to celebrate that Earth Day, or to say, we need to pay attention to this. A catastrophe happened. Something bad happened. And that's what caused us to set aside our differences and recognize our need to preserve the Earth's resources. My question is, do we have to have another oil spill? Do we have to have another catastrophe before we decide to put aside our differences? When 9-1-1 happened, what happened? The whole country came together as a whole and said, we need to fix this. Just in the same way as when that oil spill happened in Santa Barbara, that a whole group of people came together and says, we need to do something about this. And it makes sense. That's what catastrophes do. But how about if we just put aside our differences without a catastrophe? Why wait till a catastrophe has to happen before we decide to say, wait a minute, you're important, whether I agree with you or not. Let's come together and set aside our differences for a day, and then let's make every day like that day. And if we can't do that, then let's pretend. Let's just pretend that there's some tragic thing going on. Okay. And some of you would say, you don't have to think hard and long for that to happen. There's all sorts of crazy, scary things going on. Okay. Well, then let's use that to set aside our differences and help our world out, our individual world out, our Earth out. We would celebrate our Earth Day for our Earth. Celebrate the people and the things in our world and realize that we need to take care of our world. If I don't take care of my world, I don't have a world to live in. And I'm not just talking about the physical planet. I'm not just talking about the planet right now. I'm talking about my world, the people that I live around, my job, my career, the neighborhood that I live in, my family. All that is part of my world, part of my Earth. And I don't think we have to have a catastrophe to set aside a day, to set aside our differences. And if we do, well, then just look around you. There's enough tragedy going on around that we can say, wait a minute, let's set aside our differences. One reason why that second Earth Day happened, why so many people were up in arms about it, was because, check this out, there were over 3 million gallons of oil that hit the coastline that day. Santa Barbara is a gorgeous beach. There's gorgeous beaches on Santa Barbara. It's a great place to live, to visit. But not when there's 3 million gallons of oil all over. And the same is true of our Earth, of our world. Not just the planet, but the environment around us. What am I trying to say? I wonder how many, if you were to count them up, all the divisive tweets, all the divisive posts, all the divisive negative videos that we put online to get a rile out of people so that we can get action on our pages. What about all the divisive or ugly or angry statements that people have said about other people or that we have said about other people? Road rage? Hello? Do you think we have 3 million of those that happen a day? I bet we do. If we're going to spend our time and effort to say we need to clean up 3 million gallons of oil, I would 100% agree with that. I think even those that do not celebrate Earth Day or believe in it would say that if there's 3 million gallons of oil on our coastline, we should clean it up. Right? And they're right on. We should. But there are 3 million gallons of oil that hit our online every day. There are millions of tweets and quotes, even things that we say in life on the regular that aren't online. That's oil that's messing up the coastlines of our life, the beautiful art of our Earth. So whether Happy Earth Day excites you or disappoints you, or it's either way to you, can we set aside our differences for a day and honor the art of our Earth, which are the people around it? Even those people that get under our skins, and we all have them, right? We all have people that can be obnoxious or frustrating or angering or whatever. It's our choice whether we allow them to affect us or not, right? Can we take a day and set aside our differences and look at the real art of Earth, the people around us? They're more amazing than the Grand Canyon, than Niagara Falls, than Mount Rainier, than the beaches of Santa Barbara, or anything around the Earth. They are humans, and they are the art of Earth. And without them, Earth would just be eh.
Make someone happy. Make just one someone happy. and you will be happy too.
Thanks for listening. I hope that helped. Remember, life isn't perfect, but that doesn't mean it can't be happy.
D-Base.